The Women Conquer Business Show is an educational, how-to women in business podcast that features stories, marketing news, and real-life experiences from fun and friendly hosts, Jen McFarland and Shelley Carney. Join us as we dive into the details so you can slay marketing overwhelm, streamline processes, and amplify your impact. You'll learn strategies and tactics, leadership skills, and practical advice from successful women entrepreneurs to help you grow, nurture, and sustain your business.
And we're live.
We're live. Hello and welcome to Women Conquer Business. I'm Jen McFarland, joined by Shelley Carney. And today, today we are going to talk about repurposing your content to promote your small business. We know that you don't have a lot of time to create a million different things. So we are going to, this is maybe royal. Today, Shelley is taking over. This is the bonus of having a co-host.
That's right.
And we are going to talk about how to repurpose the content. Shelley's taking the lead, and we are going to give you a system for how to do this and make it easier so it's actually manageable for you to create things, have them be interesting, have them go out to your audience on all the different places without stressing yourself out. So,
because people like Jen are very busy traveling hither and yon. Tell us about what's coming up for you, Jen.
Yeah. So it's Thursday, January 27th. And in a couple days, I'm heading out to Southern Oregon. I used to do this all the time, traveling around the state, talking about digital marketing to small business owners. And I haven't gone. I've done it all virtual, but I am traveling to Southern Oregon next week. And I also am speaking to, and that's a small group local. And then I also am scheduled to teach virtually for the Rational Unicorn Legal Services. I interviewed Michael Jonas from there on an earlier show. Yeah, he is a really amazing guy.
Michael Jonas.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Nice man. And he brings together community. So he's the rare attorney, maybe the only one in the world, that really cares about community. And he works with artists and creatives and small business owners. And he has a series called The More You Glow. And he brings in people to speak. And that is virtual webinar all about digital marketing essentials that I'll be giving. It's in May, but they're already taking, you know, registrations for that. And yeah, I mean, it's just the beginning of, you know, the busy spring season of getting out there and doing things. And it's pretty exciting. So what about you, Shelley? What do you have going on?
Well, I have to stay flexible for my husband because he's going through cancer treatments over the next couple of months. But Toby and I did try some in-person networking last night, and we were invited by somebody we both know through LinkedIn, and it was going to be in it, and it's an event that was like 5 minutes from Toby's house. So we thought, well, we'll go there, we'll have dinner, we'll meet some people. We went to the place, and it's a fairly new restaurant, but it's there's another one in Rio Rancho. There's two of them now. It's called Turtle Mountain Brewery. And I had eaten at the one in further south in Rio Rancho. And it's a wonderful place to enjoy New Mexico beer, wine, and spirits, as well as New Mexico themed pizza sandwiches on all kinds of food. Toby had steak and it was wonderful.
But like a lot of chilies. I love New Mexican food. It's like one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah. And I had a calzone, which was, they make a beautiful calzone. Calzone is not easy to make correctly because you have to make sure that all the dough gets cooked, but it's not burned, you know, on the outside. Yeah. But anyway, we went to the event and we signed in and we're like, it got more and more crowded in a small area. And we're just like, who's wearing masks? No, let's scurry away. So we went to the other side of the restaurant and had
and didn't network. You know, I feel that like I'm, like I said, I'm traveling to speak and it kind of gives me the nerves. And it's just like it was for She Podcast when I spoke there before I left. You know, I had all of the all of the energy that was like, oh my gosh, I haven't done this for a couple of years now, and it's mm-hmm. kind of weird. So, so yeah, it's an interesting time to be alive. That's for sure. And yeah. it's a really hard time, I think, for entrepreneurs to meet people. Mm-hmm. Are you finding that to be the case in
Think we have enjoyed networking online so much that we've gotten used to that, and to meet in person is now again a big hurdle, especially for introverts, and yeah. especially if you're worried about the coronavirus. Even if you have had your shots and you're wearing a mask, and if you can't maintain that distance, and other people aren't wearing their masks, and they're wanting to shake your hand, and you're like, no, and you run away.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. And I can't wait for it to be over. I think that's pretty universal mm-hmm. that people yeah. are ready to be done. Yeah. So, okay, well, so should we get started?
Yeah, let's get into breaking news. You know, I'm going to start putting up little breaking
news. I would love that. I was looking at sound effects. I use something called Upbeat, and I was like, yeah. I wonder if they have things like that, you know, and you've got all the fancy video stuff over there, so yeah. I'm sure that you've got all the
we'll
music.
But, we're gonna get fancier,
as you know. I think of like NBC News, like dun 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 dun, like mm-hmm. like for breaking news, you know.
Yeah. I like it. Breaking news.
So what you got? Shelly? Give us the breaking news.
So Toby and I have been completing our process of putting together a book. We started it when we went to the conference. The She Podcast live conference that we went to together. And that's where Jen and I met. And all the interviews that we gathered 18 interviews. Plus we have an introduction, an epilogue, and my interview, which I just typed in the answers to the questions that I asked everybody else. So we have basically 19 chapters plus an introduction and an epilogue chapter. So it's a good-sized book. It's going to be about 300 pages. And we are uploading it to Amazon this weekend. Awesome. We created the cover. We're going to finish up all of that work, and we should have it out. We're hoping February 1st, February 2nd, Groundhog Day.
Woo-hoo! Wow. That's like in 4 days. Yeah. That's pretty amazing. And that is the heart of what we're talking about today. So you yeah. went, you interviewed people, you created podcast episodes about it, you made blog posts about it, and now it is going to be a book released in like 4 days. That's that right. is repurposing content. And when Shelly said that they were doing this, I was like, oh, let's talk about that. Yeah. Because I think a lot of people, you know, and if you're watching, please send us your comments and questions about this. But, you know, we are 100% all about like reusing stuff and redoing stuff. So it's really that quick, huh? Like you can just upload it into Amazon. And
well, we had actually hoped to get it out by Christmas, but we got a little lazy and slowed down by a few things. But it is that quick. 4 months.
It is that quick. I mean, that's everything. Well, it just kind of like, I'm gonna sell this book now and just uploading it. So wow, what else you got on the breaking? That's pretty breaking to me. That's yeah. breaking news.
Oh, we did a video yeah. on it yesterday, Toby and I. What we did That's was so cool. we did a live show, which then of course turns into a podcast, and I'm going to transcribe that audio, and that becomes the epilogue for the book. So
right. And a blog probably. I don't know. So so I think that for many people this is like how do you even go about doing that, you know? And when I first started my business, it's kind of weird, you know, you go to things and you're like, well, that seems really overwhelming, and you kind of like mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. file it away. Yeah. But I remember one of the first groups that I went to introduced me to the concept, and it's from Brendon Burchard, who's mm-hmm. a coach, you know, a business and life coach. And it's called circular virality is yeah. what he calls it. Have you heard mm-hmm. of this concept, Shelly?
Yes, I was in Brendon's group for a while, so I have seen his video on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And at the time I was like, well, that sounds really overwhelming. But philosophically, that's what you're doing. So what he does, or it did at one point anyway, was one day a month, he records 4 videos. Those 4 videos go up onto YouTube. The transcript becomes a blog. and the audio becomes a podcast. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that people consume content differently. So perhaps, and I think that this is true, the people who listen to podcasts maybe don't watch videos all the time. The people who like to read, which is who I am, you know, we don't watch as many videos or listen to as many podcasts. And I can say for me, that's definitely true, you know. And so what the idea is you make it as easy as possible to create one thing and then share it to people in different ways so that you're getting more coverage around people who consume content differently. And that was introduced to me like day one. And I was like, what? I was like really overwhelmed because I didn't want to do video. I was really afraid. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but look at where we are now. Like that was like 5 years ago. So things change and things evolve. And I can honestly say that like through this experience we're doing now, and then in the projects that I've worked on, not only with my clients, but also personally, that this type of philosophy of you make something one time and share it a lot of different ways is really a good way to find success and not stress yourself out. So Shelly's going to share today a little bit about the framework that her and Toby have with the idea that we're helping you repurpose your content to promote your business.
Exactly. And to Jen's point, this sounds overwhelming at first, but keep in mind that Toby and I started with YouTube videos because that's what we were good at. We have that technology and we had that experience and expertise. So we started with YouTube videos, then eventually went to live videos, then eventually added in the other materials. And when I say eventually, this is months and years, not let's do it, you know, this week and next week we'll have this and next week we'll have that. We've been building this for years. So start small, start with what you can do and then add on. Just like Jen started with a podcast and then I kind of eased her into, hey, let's do it as a live stream and then a podcast. Like,
I mean, to be fair, I started with a blog. I love to write. And it's like my thing. And when I work with people and talk to people, I say, just start with the thing that you like. And then, but always keep that little thing in the back of your mind that you could do something else with it to get a broader audience. And so like for you guys, that's 100% like making videos, you know? And then I think I've talked about it before, like, you know, I knew that I needed to do videos and I practiced and I found a platform called Rizzle. It's kind of like an offshoot, I guess, of TikTok, but that's more for business owners and things. And I just practiced making 1 minute videos. Like I challenged myself to do it, you know, and this was a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And I learned how to like look at the camera and how to talk. And I just got that practice and I got some feedback like from people. And sometimes it's just something like that that you can do to build a little bit of confidence. And so what we're hoping to achieve today is help you like think about this stuff, grow that muscle so you can get a little confidence and eventually either enlist the help of somebody like one of us or start embarking on it yourself.
Yeah. So we're going to just kind of cover the what's, the whys, and the, you know, why should we do this? And what good is it going to do me? And I don't know why we started at that. There we go. That's our first slide. One of the reasons we want to do this, we want to reach new audiences. And to do that, we're going to hit people where they live. Okay, I like video. I like audio. And I like text. But which one's my favorite? Actually, audio. I like
really? Podcasts. Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I can put on that headset and go for a walk and multitask. When you're watching a video, you kind of have to sit still. Yeah. But videos are great if you're doing it as a group or, you know, with a couple of people. You can watch a video together and then talk about that video. But when we were creating our videos, first I had to write an outline or create slides, as you see here. I create slides that keep me on track so that I can remember what they wanted to talk about, and it helps the visual audience to see pictures and to see words and to help them to absorb that information. So everybody learns and absorbs information in a different way. Some people just really need to see it in a video. Some people love it in an audio. Some people want to read it. Now, if you're doing video, you can put your video out on YouTube and Facebook as a live or pre-recorded video. And then you can also use that video material as a course. You can put it together and create a course. Now, Jen's done that. She's got a course, at least one. I don't know. I've taken one of yours. I don't know how many courses you have.
I have a few and a few coming.
That's right.
For Epiphany courses. Yeah.
Great way to teach because it incorporates the sound, the visual, and a lot of times you get downloads like PDFs and checklists and that sort of thing along with the course so that you can also have that text-based product. With audio, you get a podcast. You can create short audiograms, which maybe is just, you know, really a great quote or a little short conversation that took place in a longer piece. You can create a short audiogram that presents your material to the world. And then you can also do audiobooks.
Yeah. Right? And you've all seen audiograms all the time and you don't know it. What that is, if you're on Facebook, I've seen a ton of them on Instagram. You know, it's like a clip and it's either like the people talking with a transcript below, or if you make them into script, which is what we both do. I know Shelley is, it's a background with the words over the top, and then you can either listen or read along with the pithy quote that somebody is using from their show. And they're really fun and playful and a good way to share little snippets that get people out there. So,
and Toby and I spent some time yesterday just playing with the audiograms, playing with the new Descript tools, just in really enjoying it together, and came up with something new. And it's a lot of fun. Be creative and
just play with it, you know? And so then text, we can do what you got for us here on here?
Text, of course, you can have a blog. You can start with a blog or you can end with a blog. You can, of course, slides like you see here. You can do a newsletter, which you can email out to people. And you can also use that same newsletter on LinkedIn. There's a creator function on LinkedIn where you can send out a newsletter to your LinkedIn followers, which is great if you don't have them all on your email list. You can still reach out to them in that way.
Yeah.
Of course, you can do a social media quote, just writing the words. And then putting it up on social media, or you can create guides and books with your written words.
Yeah, which is what you've done. And also, I think you're going to share in a little bit about like the lead magnets. So you take part of what you've talked about and you make that into some sort of product that you can use on your website and social media to attract people in and sign up and be on your newsletter, for example. Come in as a new client or a potential client. And when I look at these three, you know, the nerd in me, which is the nerd is strong with her, I will say, is that of the three, text is still the one in terms of search, you know, so showing up on Google, it's still like the low hanging fruit. Mm. Google is figuring out video and audio quickly. And it's like, much closer, I think, on the video side than it is on audio, which may be surprising, but Google owns YouTube. So, you know, there's that. So if you have like a long-term content marketing strategy or a plan, it really does help to have text in it at some point, just because if you have a platform like a website and you are putting that text on there, it really does help over time, but it is the long game. So I really encourage people to have something with words on their website to really help bring people in.
That's right. Every day I get at least 4 emails from WordPress saying, so-and-so liked your blog, this blog, so-and-so is following your blog, and it's people I've never heard of, and they wouldn't otherwise find me if it wasn't for that blog.
Yeah. So it's important. It's a good thing to do.
And another thing that repurposing your content can do is reinforcing your message. A lot of times we have to stay in touch with people, right? So they don't forget who we are. We need to start with a high value, authoritative content, meaning something like this podcast where we're offering value, we're teaching, we're training, we're sharing what we do and how it works for us.
Right.
Right. And then we consistently deliver that. We're here every Thursday delivering this content, and the older content continues to stay up on YouTube and anywhere else we placed it. And then we have that repetition so that we can stay top of mind. And that repetition occurs when we are in all these different places. We have videos out. We have video clips. We have audiograms. We have a podcast. We have blogs. We have all of this material out there that you continually see. And if you're on our email list, you're getting it again there.
Yeah.
So we stay top of mind. And we have visibility. Everybody knows we exist. And we have credibility. Everybody says, hey, they really know what they're doing when it comes to marketing and content creation. So I'm going to listen to them.
Well, and I think too, what we forget as entrepreneurs, and it's a thing that I teach over and over and over again, is people are checking you out. Like, people are looking you up. They want to hear what you have to say. Like, you may have a sales call with somebody, and then, you know, guess what? Everybody has a cell phone or a computer or both, and they want to know if what you're saying, you can back it up. So this is why it's part of like a growth trajectory, is some way that you can share that people can engage with you in another place. Like, this is an incredibly safe space. You can ask us questions. We'll answer them in this forum. You can listen to what we're saying. And I know I can speak for myself. If you meet me, you're going to hear the same stuff.
That's right.
Like, it's not like I'm totally a different person, you know? And this is part of that. You want to talk about things that reinforce your expertise, that keep you on point, on message. And having things like this allows people to check you out, to investigate whether your brand is somebody they want to work with, because they say it's like, you know, 9 touches or something like that before somebody goes from a prospect to a customer. You can engage with people in this type of format and get to those 9 touches a lot quicker.
Well, and it used to be 7 and then 9. And then
9.
And then I think because so many people have gone online, now it's more like 30 because there's so many things going on in your life and in your day, you need to see somebody 30 times before they're differentiated from anybody else.
Right. Yeah. Well, dang, 30. I liked 9 better.
That was a good time for that, right? So what else we can do with that repurposing of content is we can improve our organic visibility. Organic just means we're not paying for it other than with our time and effort. We're not shelling out bucks for advertising. So we want to start with optimized content. Jen, what is optimized content to you?
Well, so to me, my favorite definition of search engine optimization, or getting found on Google, so a lot of people talk about SEO, really fundamentally this is, do you come up on search? So optimized content to me, in speaking to a small business owner who are most of the people that I talk to, really what SEO is answering customers' questions. That's really all that it is. So the work to doing that is you optimize your content to be speaking to your audience about things that they care about, and then using the same words that they use. Like, it doesn't, yes, you sound really smart when you use jargon or when you speak over people's heads and that kind of thing. But you're not actually answering the customer's questions.
No,
you'll it's not end, really
you'll
helpful.
End the conversation with you've given me a lot to think about. I'll get back to you.
Yeah. So by optimized content, it means you are speaking to your ideal customer, you are using the words that they use, and you're answering their questions, most importantly. And I know that you have like answer FAQs. I mean, that's a huge part of it. But most of the time, people are on Google or search, whether it's they're searching social or someplace else, and they're asking questions, like they want to know something. So the easiest, quickest way to optimize your content is to find the key questions and just start answering them, and that's the key thing to optimizing content. Now, that said, you can also work with a specialist, you know, somebody like me. It is the long game. I was telling Toby before we went live that I have this blog post I really care about. It's a review of ClickFunnels, which is not a product that I really recommend for small businesses. And I worked and worked and worked on optimizing it over time, you know, refining the words that I use, change, you know, tweaking it. And now if you look up ClickFunnels review, it's like at the top or near the top of search, and it's starting to get some more attention. But it did take a year to really find all, every single word. And not everybody has that kind of time. I feel particularly passionate about that topic because it's a really expensive app that costs a lot of clients time and energy that maybe they don't have. So I was willing to put in the work. So there's like a professional level of optimizing content. But for everybody here listening or watching, it really is about answering customer questions.
Absolutely. And of course, the more formats you can put that in, as Jen said, the blog is probably number one because that's text-based and Google can find that quickly. But Google is also going to show you videos and then may even recommend podcasts that are in that topic. But mostly it's going to show you blogs and videos on Google if you type in a question. So various formats and a variety of content. So you might want to write 10 blogs about a particular topic, you know, ClickFunnels this and ClickFunnels that, and oh, think about this too. And then you'd have even more, you know, you would be the expert in that, right? Answering those questions, identifying those frustrating obstacles that your customers would have. And you want to hit those emotional hot buttons because people buy what they want based on their emotions, and then they justify it later with logic. So you got to hit both.
Absolutely. And so for me, like, I don't want to write about ClickFunnels all the time. Like, I wrote that one post and I was like, okay, I got that all out there, what I needed to say. But what you can do is set up like broad topics. So you could say, well, ClickFunnels is a part of digital marketing. So the anchor, like the pillar content could be like, what is digital marketing? I've actually done this. So what is digital marketing? And then you have all these offshoots, right? And it's like, you know, your big topic is digital marketing, but you know, you want to talk about sales funnels and email marketing and like all of these topics. And each one of those feeds back into like, what is digital marketing? So one of the exercises you can do about like, well, I don't really know what to talk about is like, you start with like that big service that you do, like whatever that service is. And then you think about all the subtopics that kind of come off of that. And those are your other areas of expertise. And you take those other areas of expertise and you just slowly answer the questions related to those areas of expertise. And then over time, you have this huge body of work and it's really just you answering the questions that you answer over the course of your day over and over again in a format that is easy for people to consume. And if you're worried about just like, well, I'm not going to give away the farm, it's like you have to understand people like look at this stuff and they may not actually do it. They need to actually talk to you in order to do it. So it is about, you know, kind of positioning yourself as a leader in your area over time.
That's right.
And that's how you do that. Yeah. And you provide value and like over time, you know, this organic visibility, it continues to grow as you continue to add to whatever that topic is that you want to talk about.
Mm-hmm. And if you're providing that value for free, people are like, well, if they're providing this much value for free, how much value would I get from them if I paid them something?
Oh, absolutely. Like I talk about all this stuff and I think people are like, wow, like, you know, and because I give a lot away and I'm like, yeah, you know, you got to talk to me offline.
That's right.
I mean, you know, there's a lot more there.
Full of that information. You want to provide unique solutions too, like, or you want to, you know, narrow down your niche to, for instance, we work with Encore entrepreneurs who are experiencing technology obstacles that keep them from doing this content marketing. So we focus on that and that, you know, their unique issues and our unique solutions for that. And when we do that, all of this optimized content gives us more access to search real estate where, you know, you can find us on Google, you can find us on Facebook, you can find us wherever you do that search function. We are there, we'll pop up.
Absolutely.
So here, for those of you watching, is a graph of how to repurpose your content, starting with a live stream. Start with a live stream, which gives you a video file and an audio file. And the video as a live stream is immediately, currently, right now, we are distributing to two Facebook sites, LinkedIn, and two YouTube channels, and a Twitter account. So right now, all at once, we are distributing this content in this video format to those places.
And I think the important thing too is to say we're using StreamYard. We hook everything up in StreamYard. There are other platforms for this, Restream, Melon, all kinds of stuff. And we don't, once you hook it up once, you don't have to do it every time.
That's right.
So it's really not that hard. So
you just choose it. You go, am I going to go to LinkedIn today? Yes, no.
Yeah. So it's so when we talk about like we're going everywhere, like just understand that we did it one time. And now we don't have to worry about it. So carry on. Sorry, Shelley.
Yeah, absolutely. Video file will turn into something that you can use in clips. You know, you want, if you want to make clips out of your video and put them up on places like Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube Shorts, however you want to use that as a post to drive people to your longer video. Then the audio file, we send it to different places. To Descript to be transcribed into text and into a podcast distribution so that it goes to the very important places like Amazon, Google, Apple, Spotify, Listen Notes, and there's at least 35 more places that it will go. But those are the top, the heavy, the audience heavy places are those. And that transcript becomes WordPress blog. And like I said, I get at least 4 emails a day telling me that somebody's looking at my blog because it's on WordPress. WordPress is excellent for that. What do you think, Jen?
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, for this show, we aren't doing a blog. We are adding the transcript to the episode page for the podcast, mostly because I don't have time for blogging. Shelley doesn't have time for blogging. It's kind of how this show's been around for a long time. It's just how it's been set up. So you have flexibility around that. And if you're looking at this and you're thinking, wow, this is still a lot of work, understand that there are actually now podcast programs out there that will allow you to go direct without having to do anything, go direct from YouTube to podcast, for example. So you can automate a lot of this process, you know, without, I'm opening up. So Soundwise is an example of a program that will repurpose your YouTube channel as a podcast and you don't have to do anything, you know? And so for some people that may be like, okay, that's easy. I can do that.
Yeah.
For other people, you know, having the steps where you're taking that audio file and downloading the transcript and adding it, that can be really meaningful. So with the transcript, it's more valuable probably to have a blog, but a transcript is words and Google likes words. And as long as the words are talking about the same topic as what you've called the page, you're still going to get some value out of it. But I think that this is phenomenal. This is what, you know, this is, you know, at the beginning, I was saying, you know, Brendon Burchard's circular virality. What Shelley is sharing here is how the small business owner can do that. And I think it's really, really powerful and something that could be implemented today or a goal for a business owner down in the future.
That's right. And you can start at any point, like Jen said, whatever you like doing. If you like blogging, do that. If you like podcasting, do that. If you like live video, do that. Whatever's easy and fun for you. Because if it's easy and fun, you're more likely to do it.
That's right. Keep it fun. That's Keep right. it loose. Have a good time.
So you want to build visibility for your brand. That's the whole reason we're doing this, right? It's getting our name out there, getting our product out there, getting our ideas, becoming a thought leader, becoming known in our field. And these are some of the things that we've created to help people with that. And again, they come from our original ideas, our content, and then we build them up and they become things. Right? Like they become an ebook or a guide or a checklist. And then you add them all to your website. And you're, you know, if people join your email list, they can have all three of these books are available to you. If you join agkmedia.studio, go there and join our email list, and you get all three. Isn't that awesome? You get client attraction, podcast star, visibility for your podcast. It's like, how easy is that, right?
Yeah, and I have something similar. When she said we, she's talking about her and Toby, you know. And then over on the Women Conquer Business side of the house, I have something similar where I've created, I think, 8 or 9 different guides and ebooks around digital marketing for small business owners. So these are really good ways, again, to like position yourself, get people on your email list, because we know that, for example, if you're watching this on YouTube, you know, we can't really engage with you on an ongoing way unless you join our email list, which is a more captive audience and that sort of thing. So as a business owner, it really is about getting people on your email list. And this is one of the ways that is very powerful for getting people on there. You can make videos and attract people in. You can also do things like ebooks. And I'm very intrigued, and I really can't wait to hear about how this Amazon experience plays out as well, because that's not coming from your website. That is going out into Amazon land. Where, like, that's a whole different ballgame. You know, being out on another platform is yet another way of doing it, meaning you don't even have to have your own website to, like, put things out on Amazon.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And it helps you to get more visibility, because there's a lot of people checking out Amazon to see what's there and checking out those things that are keywords. Like if you're talking about marketing or podcasting and they're looking for that, they will find your book. So it's a great place to be.
Yeah. And we recently, for Epiphany Courses, we put out a mini course on podcasting on AppSumo Marketplace. That's a marketplace for entrepreneurs. And we put out the Ultimate Podcast Planning Checklist. So that's for people who want to have a podcast but don't know where to begin. And that was another thing similar to Amazon, where, you know, you're putting something on a website that gets a lot of traffic, you know, and just seeing if you can attract people. It's been a wonderful experience for Epiphany Courses. It's a great, list building exercise, which is really what we used it for. It's a very low cost product, high value, low cost, high value. And we've gotten a lot of people to sign up who wouldn't have known about us otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, you're there, you're everywhere, right?
That's right.
It's fun because if you appear on somebody's podcast or as a speaker somewhere and they say, where can we find you? And you just Google me. I'm everywhere.
So, I know sometimes people are like, oh, Jen McFarland, I feel like I know you. And I'm like, you do what? Like and I forget that, you know, the more you do this stuff, the more people have like seen you or heard of you. And, you know, and I'm an introvert, so I still get kind of weirded out by it, but it is cool. It's neat. It means the work is paying off, and it's always an honor and a privilege when somebody, you know, acknowledges the work and sees it. So, so yeah, I mean, it's a cool thing, and you can promote your business. I think Shelley would agree with me on this, that it's not that you're constantly promoting your business. It's that, you know, you are reminding people of what you do, and you're providing value and giving people a reason to stick around.
That's right. Now, I remember when I first was starting to be somebody in the local film industry, I took classes, I created a web series, I created a television talk show for our public access. I was involved in film festivals. I was involved in the 48-hour film project. I was in a lot of places, and people would find me on Facebook. They would find my profile and they would friend me, and I didn't know them, but they knew me because I was very, very visible in all of these places. And whenever I'd go anywhere, a networking event or whatever, people would say, oh, I see you everywhere. And I'm like, you do?
Yeah.
And it was because I was, you know, involved in all these things that had an audience.
Yeah. And it becomes normal. So we're back. Is this the third episode we've done back? You know, and I will say that today was the first time I wasn't all nervous about it. Like, I'm still nervous, but like, it's not that like, energy. Mm-hmm. So you kind of have to, I would say consistency helps you just as much as it helps the visibility. It helps you become more comfortable with what it is that you're doing and talking about. It is kind of a muscle that you need to flex if you want to do this, which is to say, getting out there, talking about what you do, and then slowly building the systems to make sure that it gets on as many platforms and places as possible.
That's right. Now, I've been doing this for years, and I'm very comfortable just turn on the camera, just go. that's okay. But I could also do it in a public place if I needed to, because I have practiced. And when, you know, you feel practiced and you feel ready and you've done it live enough times, you know that I'll come up with something.
I can do that. Like, I've done a lot of training and a lot of, you know, I can do in person. I think that, you know, there's something about this permanence of like putting it out, you know, and the weird thing is when I work with people, I'm like, oh, you can just delete it. Like, nothing is forever. Like, you know, and that's true to an extent. I mean, it really is true. And at the same time, you know, when you make things like this, you don't want to have to go back and do it again. And you want it to be perfect. And I would say, again, like, go back and watch the first videos put out by people. They're not amazing. It takes time, and you have to give yourself that grace and that feeling around, you know, what it is that you are doing, and know that it just gets easier and better as you go.
Well, it is like, say you discover a podcast that you really like, and they're on episode 300. Are you going to go back to episode one and start with episode one and listen all the way to 300? Probably not. Because they're doing it every week or twice a week or whatever it is. So why not just listen to the current content? They don't go back anyway. So that's kind of what
But in this case, if you are worried about repurposing your content and you aren't as profesh, or you don't think you are as other people, go back and listen to those first episodes of that 300 episode podcast.
Yeah.
And you'll feel a lot better about it, because you'll realize everybody had to start somewhere.
That's right.
And if you're hitching a ride on somebody who's at like episode 300, you know, they've figured some things out that make it easier for them, that make them sound better, that give them comfort, and just know that they felt like you did before they got started.
And you may, if you look at their catalog, you may see that they talk about the same thing quite a lot.
Yeah.
Because there's always updates, right?
Oh, man, things change.
Like, I learned about that.
Right. I'll tell you, that is the thing. Like, I, you know, in teaching digital marketing in this day and age, it's like that the first couple of years, it was like, you know, I'd make changes, but it wasn't like these wholesale changes. Now it's like every day you kind of look at it and go, okay, never mind. You know,
I thought I was going to do that, but then I didn't do that. I mean, this one.
I can't talk about that anymore. It's not really relevant. So, you know, we are living in extraordinary times where things are changing on such a frequent, constant basis that you are never going to run out of things to talk about in your field, because it just keeps going. And it doesn't even have to be like what we do, which is, you know, marketing and content creation. It can be anything that just, it just is, everything's changing.
Yeah.
Everything's changing. Yeah. So do you have anything else to share?
Well, I'm going to share a little tweak of the week tool.
Yeah.
So as you can see here, these are books that I've created, and aren't they fancy in their little 3D modeling? Well, this is a product that we use called Book Brush. And this week we took this photo that Toby and I took together. I styled it. This is my notebook and my pen and my phone and his microphone and headset that he got from She Podcast Conference.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. And then he's got these backgrounds and a little flower. And so I wanted something very feminine. I wanted something that you look at the picture and it says feminine feminine podcaster. I want immediately. Yeah. That's what you should say when you see it. And then we took that picture and this keeps appearing. I don't want to do that. Okay. So then we took the picture that we created and we put it in as a book cover and put a filter over it to make it kind of look like, an oil painting kind of a look to it, so that the words in the title would pop a little bit more out from it. And it was super easy using BookBrush. BookBrush is a tool that you can find online. They have a free version that you can use just to try it out and see if you like it. And then they have different levels of what they offer. There is a product called Atticus put out by Dave Chesson, the Kindlepreneur, where he helps you to, you know, if you're going to write a book or if you're going to format a book, you can use this product. And it's linked with BookBrush so that the cover and the formatting Atticus, they go together. You know, they work together well.
Very cool.
Yeah. And you can do those 3D mock-ups of books, or it looks like it's on your cell phone or on a tablet or whatever. They have a lot of really great options. And that's my little tip of the week.
Which, so to make this like super easy, you have to realize one of the advantages of creating video with transcripts is that then you can take those transcripts and make them into a book.
That's right.
It's like phenomenal. And so if you're thinking, oh, I don't have time to write a book, like, what are you doing? You know, you do. If you're making stuff, if you're talking a lot, you know, and there are, if you don't want to do it yourself, there are people out there who that's what they do. They take those transcripts and they do the ghostwriting and they make it into a cohesive book. So sometimes you may need help, but like there are a lot of tools out there that make it easy. The book publishing tool that we're exploring and using is called PublishDrive. It does many of the same things, I think, that Atticus does. And, you know, incorporates distribution to Amazon and other places, helps you with the marketing. So like marketing your book on Amazon is like a whole different animal than like, you know, pushing things out to social media and things like that. So there are a lot of tools out there to really help you create. We're in really the age of the creator. And if it excites you to think about being a little creative, there's a lot out there to really facilitate that and make it something that does not take up all of your time, supports your business with marketing, and, you know, can really help you promote and speak to what it is that you do all the time.
You know, my mom used to say, I'm not creative. I can't draw. I can't do this or that. And I was like, you're crazy, because she could do cruel, you know, needlework. She, one time my brother came home from school and he had to come up with a poem about Paul Bunyan, and she helped him write a poem about Paul Bunyan. She's just, you know, if you ask her to do something for you in sewing, can you sew this? Can you create some? She made my wedding dress with, you know, she didn't even have a pattern. She pieced a bunch of things together and made my wedding dress. This is, you know, she's very creative, but she would deny that because it wasn't, you know, painting or drawing or something. So if you're saying to yourself, I'm not creative, I can't come up with ideas, I can't write a blog post, I can't do this, just throw that story away for a while, you know, put that on the back burner and ignore that story and just let yourself have fun with it.
Yeah, you know, and I guess that flows into kind of my tweak of the week. I'm currently reading Atomic Habits by James Clear. It's probably one of the most famous books out there about habits. And I'd never read it before, but it's really about making small changes and how those small changes lead to big results. And one of the things that I say to people, you know, through the Prosper Portland program, it's a digital marketing group that I'm a part of, I'm a consultant for it, is, you know, we're not looking for people to change like wholesale what they're doing. You know, if you make a 1 degree shift, it can be really big. And the example we always use is, you know, if a plane takes off and they're off by 1 degree, it's the difference, like leaving from LA, that's the difference between like New York and Charlotte. You know, I mean, it's a huge difference in terms of over the long haul. And I think that in terms of everything that we've talked about today, we're really talking about those shifts. Everybody's creative. Everybody does wonderful, cool stuff, you know. So how can you make that 1 degree shift into possibly a little bit of discomfort in the beginning, but something that is really wonderful, you know, over the long haul? And I think that is a big thing for me. That book is, I'm like, oh, okay, well, I can do like little things every morning that like just make the household run a little bit better. Like I'm using it for my personal life, mm-hmm. And then finding ways to put it into my business life. And I think that everybody has those opportunities. And I love that book. I think it's really cool and helpful.
So what's one new habit you started this month?
One new habit I started this month. Well, I mean, the show is one new habit I started this month.
Oh, cheater, cheater.
Cheater. I know.
You said you were working on your home life.
what I've been doing this week, and part of it is I've realized that I've just felt overwhelmed. So I downloaded the app Calm, and doing a lot to kind of center my mind around, you know, like what is actually happening versus the story I've told, because in COVID times, it's really easy to get really overwhelmed by just everything that's going on in the world. So I've been doing that. I haven't been watching TV, which is like cool. Mm. And then in the mornings now, I'm doing a lot more pittering around the house to like, you know, organize it in ways that all these little projects that I'd had instead of I don't know, just waking up and not really doing a lot. So those are the things that I'm working on. They're all little things, you know,
add up, don't they?
And then we'll just see what happens. You know, it's all an experiment. So
that's
what I've been, those are my habits. Do you have any habits?
I started the Stoics, 365 days journaling. So it's, I can't remember the name of the Ryan Holiday, he wrote a book called, I think it's The Stoics Way or something about Stoics.
Yeah.
And then he added on a journal so that he would ask a question. And every day you answer that question, you read it's like a paragraph, short paragraph about the Stoics and what they said and why, you know, what they were thinking. And then and it's all about personal development, basically. It's not about denying yourself everything. It's just personal development and being aware and appreciative of what's going on in the moment. And so I've been journaling every day, every morning, and it doesn't take long. I'll write, you know, about maybe a paragraph. And it just kind of helps me to stay in the moment and appreciate what's going on right now.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. You mentioned the Stoics because I've been reading also Meditations by Marcus Aurelius, which is really kind of the beginning, I think, of Stoicism in some ways. And what's fascinating to me about that is he didn't write that for us. He wrote the Meditations for himself. Here he is, like this huge leader, and he's telling himself the same things that I think a lot of us do. Mm-hmm. And around like, remember to be polite to people, remember to be kind, remember, you know, like, and just kind of like these meditations around how to be a good leader. And I think that that's what's kind of like, oh, okay, that kind of led to like the next thing was really talking about habits, you know, and I think he speaks to habits and there are a lot around building those habits. And I've just really appreciated it. My husband's been reading about Stoicism for a long time and I'm like always cheeky, you know, like, what does that mean? You know, and I'm a Stoic. And then he laughs at me and then I've learned more about it. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not a Stoic, but I can learn a lot from it. And maybe one day I will be a Stoic. I don't know.
It's so cool, though, that you can read those things from those people who lived so long ago and see that we still have so much in common. We're still so much alike. And, you know, even though they spoke another language or in totally different, you know, lived a totally different way inside, they were still the same kind of people that we are.
Got a comment from my friend sent to Scarborough. You know, this has been super helpful. Got to get back to the grind. Would love the info on the upcoming unicorn lawyer workshops. Yes, I will send that out, Senta. And that's the Rational Unicorn Workshops. Thank you so much for watching. And I will make sure and get that in the show notes and get that out to you. And I'm so glad that this has been helpful to you and hopefully to other people.
Yay. Thank you, Senta. All right. I think that's it.
I got nothing.
Yeah. Check out the writings from the Stoics. It's, you know, if you've never looked at it before, maybe it's something that you should take a look at because, hey, we talked about it. So it must mean something.
Yeah. And it's calming. It's great. I like it.
It is. It's very helpful.
Okay. Well, everybody, have a great week. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And we'll see you next week.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you for joining the Women Conquer Business podcast, hosted by Shelley Carney and Jen McFarland. Please subscribe and leave a comment or question regarding your most challenging content creation or business problem. Then share this podcast with family and friends so they can find the support they need to expand their brand and share their message with the world. Check the show notes for links to valuable resources and come back again next week.